many memorial tournaments. But more specifically, I met Jack a long time ago. And in my first, like, 1 year of being professional, two of his people of his team sort of shepherded me along, and not so much as managerial, but, you know, showed me around the block a few times. But I'd play some with Jack, and obviously enamored with him just like everybody else. But in those days, Jack was just starting at the height of his powers. This was like 1970.
Okay.
So I got to play with him and observe him, and I just, you know, I'm like every other kid, could not believe what I was seeing. Nobody could hit a long iron like Jack Nicklaus. He had that advantage over everybody. But I always thought, too, that Jack played with such common sense. Even though he had abundant power, he was always hitting the right club, well thought out, patience. Nobody could concentrate like him. We all watched that. He'd converse with you going down the fairway, but when it was his turn to play, it was all business. He's a sportsman. He's been a great friend.
Could you speak to what he's done in the last 20, 25 years, just in terms of charity and the things?
Oh.
The Nicklaus Healthcare Foundation, is that another shining example of who he is?
Well, it is. It is. And there's no question that, you know, I played before the Memorial Tournament here in Columbus. We played the Columbus Children's Hospital, and I think that was at Columbus Country Club. That was like 1972 or 3.
Exactly.
But charitable giving has always been the hallmark of who Jack, and let's face it, Barbara is one of the wonder women of all time. I mean, you should hear the tour wives talk about Barbara Nicklaus. I mean, she's been magnificent in everything she's done. She's a model for a lot of the wives, and we've benefited a lot from her. Julie loves her. Of course, we all do. But the way they do things is entirely unique. It'll be lasting. And they've helped so many people. And it's just mind-boggling to think. Corporate sponsorship keeps going really well in an effort to help your community.
Ben, you've arrived at this moment, joining a pretty elite company for this event. But you've obviously had one of those incredibly accomplished careers. I'm wondering, what can you say about yourself? You're human like the rest of us. What made you different? What allowed you to have that kind of career? What would you say is the strength of that?
Oh, I don't know. I grew up around with some wonderful people. I tried to just learn from them. I had a teacher in Harvey Pinnock that was a guiding light in my life. He had such a lasting influence on me. Had a wonderful set of parents and a great set of friends. After all, Bobby Jones said, friends are a treasured possession in your life, and they are. They help you get through a lot of strange times that everybody goes through. But I have a marvelous wife. 37 years, we produced 3 gals. They're wonderful, so we're looking forward to coming back here. But I've been lucky in my life.
Well, stability, obviously. But in terms of your on-course ability, what would you say was the difference maker for you getting in a position to win in tournaments? How'd you do it?
I played well at times. I was never a real consistent. I was up and down. When I was playing well, I'd play well. When I was down. I'll give you the great example of all time. I won the Colonial Tournament in Fort Worth in 1977. Came up here and played Memorial. First day, shot 87. My highest score as a professional. I hit it in every wrong place, and I said, how about this game? I've won Colonial last week, and I shot my... 87, my first round.
Didn't make the
That's
cut.
I didn't quite make it. Didn't quite make it that year.
Although I'd love to shoot 87 at your pavilion. That'd be fantastic.
Oh, that was a day. That gives you the good and the bad right there.
But I think that does under you're saying some that all of us fight when we play the game is consistency. How do you become great regularly? And even it sounds like even among the greats, there's a different level of consistency.
Oh, you're going to take the good with the bad in this game. It's a crazy game to stay on top of. And you know, we're watching a wonderful boy, Scottie Scheffler, won four times already this year. And everybody's saying, well, God, what's he going to do next? Well, we don't know. But he's having the time of his life. He's confident. It won't last. There's no way it will. How he extricates himself out of some indifferent play that's going to happen, it's part of being a professional golfer. You only wish you could keep that in a bottle, but it's not. It's a human game we play.
So there was a round of 87 at Memorial, but there were good times too. What always stood out to you about making that stop, especially as Jack first created the tournament, created the golf course, and then watched it evolve over the past few years to what it has become? Yeah. What always stuck out to you about making that part of your year to come to that event?
Well, I think the tournament itself had so much of Jack's personality in it, and not from people of Columbus, and how they came out and supported this idea. And it worked from the very beginning. You know, touched a worldwide audience as well. They've had some unbelievable corporate sponsors through the years. But no, you played for Jack. He's the man. He's always been the man.
Ben, can you, you're one of the few people who have won tournaments right after you got the first tournament after you got your tour card. Talk about that.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I just happened to be playing really well at the time, and I was playing in Texas, kind of where I grew up. That was in San Antonio, Texas, and I had some wonderful things happen that week, and there was so much hoopla about that, undeserved, but a lot of expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I just live and learn. I've been fortunate to have played this game forever, and I've had some great moments, but there's heartaches too, but that comes along with the program.